This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Republicans will control the House, the Senate, and the White House. And President-elect Trump is nominating loyalists for top cabinet jobs. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Donald Trump has announced three more key nominations as he continues stocking his cabinet with loyalists. The president's tabbed one-time rival turned fierce backer Marco Rubio to be Secretary of State.
It's a tremendous honor to the president would place his confidence in me in a position of such importance.
But concerns about the lack of qualifications of two other nominees could make Senate confirmation hard. Trump has named Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz to be Attorney General, and former Democratic lawmaker Tulsi Gabbard is getting the nod as Director of National Intelligence. She's never worked directly in the intelligence community outside of serving on House committees. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Some migrants living legally in this country are said to be nervous about what may happen under the incoming Trump administration. More than a million migrants are here under what's called temporary protected status. They're from countries the U.S. has deemed unsafe. But President-elect Trump has suggested that policy may be scaled back. Now to a brush fire in New York, the AP's Jennifer King.
A brush fire broke out in a park on the northern tip of Manhattan. It's one of a number of fires burning in New York and New Jersey. Some northeast states are dealing with the driest weather they've seen in 120 years.
The AP's Jennifer King reporting. A group of scientists and analysts say the Earth is on a path to be almost 5 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than pre-industrial times. Climate scientists say that heat is driving more extreme and damaging weather around the world. The Dow gained 47 points yesterday. The S&P rose 1 point. The Nasdaq fell 50 points. This is AP News. The FBI has been investigating what it says is China's hacking activities aimed at stealing information from Americans who work in government and politics.
The FBI says a federal investigation into Chinese government efforts to hack into U.S. telecommunications networks has revealed a broad and significant cyber espionage campaign. It says the hackers compromised several firms to obtain customer call records and gain access to the private communications of a limited number of individuals. The FBI did not identify those targeted, but said most are primarily involved in government or political activity. Last month, officials said hackers linked to China targeted the phones of Donald Trump, running mate J.D. Vance, and people associated with Vice President Kamala Harris. U.S. authorities have also accused China of targeting infrastructure like the electrical grid. Beijing has denied accusations of hacking. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.